following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Comer Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
To the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. We are back at B.B. Comer Memorial High School for another, RJ, what's going to be a really good basketball game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to an exciting matchup. Both teams are very athletic. You know, Coosa Central is known for having a good basketball program all these years, so looking forward to see what we know what B.B. Comer is capable of doing, so looking forward to tonight's matchup versus Coosa Central and B.B. Comer Tigers.
I told Coach Satcher no less than 100 on the board.
Yeah.
And I looked at Cam Gaddis. He walked right behind him, and I said, Cam, at least 30 tonight, buddy.
Yeah, we know what Cam Gaddis is capable of. I mean, young man who can score the ball. He can play some defense as well, but he's one of those guys who's just an electric basketball player. So he's what you call a team player. So he's going to do everything he can to help the team. So I look forward to watching Cam tonight in this matchup. But it's going to take more than Cam. You know, the whole team had to step up tonight. Everybody has to do the little things, right? You know, you got to play well by doing the little things. Boxing out, rebounding, no turnovers, play smart and play disciplined. So looking forward to see what Cam and his B.B. Comer Tigers can do tonight.
Coach Satcher gave me a little nugget before the game, and he said this game is going to come down to which team shoots the ball the best. He said whichever one does, we'll win tonight. He said we're almost a mirror image of each other.
Yeah, and I kind of do my research a little bit. So I was looking at some stats today. This Corey Thompson dude, he shoots the ball pretty well. Coming into tonight's game, he's averaging 16.4 points per game. But you also have Waylon Chapman Allen. He's also averaging 17.8 points a game. So as you can tell, they're shooting the ball very well. So we're going to see what Comer has to do tonight. So Coach Satcher knows his team has to do. But the thing is tonight, can you execute it? Can you do it to perfection? Well, everything's not going to be perfect. But at the same time, you have to make plays to be able to shoot the ball. You don't want to have Coach Satcher shooting the ball and you're not able to come down and have shots that come with it as well.
You're right, and complimentary players. They're not saying that any player is better than Cam Gaddis on the court, but you've been around sports long enough. You know, how many times did you see the great basketball players score 50, 60 points a game and their team lose the game?
Yeah,
almost every time you see that, even on I watch the highlights on ESPN now, and when I see a player with big points, I automatically know they've lost the game. So it takes everybody around you.
Yeah, it's a team effort. So we know what Cam can do, but at the same time, everybody has to do their part tonight. You know, it all comes down to, like, little things like, you know, having jump balls and taking hustle plays and everything. So it's going to take a lot of things tonight. And back to your point, when most of the guys have most points, they still lose. I mean, you feel like you won, but at the same time, you still lost. So, you know, you don't want to have all those points and still lose. So everybody's going to connect tonight and kind of come together for this matchup.
Yeah, Christian Robertson, we know what he can do. He has to be that piece next to Cam. We have – I was trying to look to see who all was on the court. You have Isaiah Hall coming off the bench. He plays very well. Ronaldo Riggins, who comes off the bench and plays very well. And we'll have some – we'll have some other players, because I don't think there's a player on the court that was with us last time. So we'll see who fills that slot tonight, and that will be a starting slot.
Yeah, and I've been very impressed with Christian Robinson as well. I mean, we know what he can do. You know, he's a great ball player, but the good thing I like about these guys, B.B. Comer, they may not win a lot of games. They may not have a great record right now, but they play hard. They play physical. They're very competitive. So that's one thing I like about Coach Satcher's team. You know, these guys, they have a lot of heart, and you see the foul count, they're very aggressive. But once they get going and get in their rhythm, they do things that they're supposed to do. They play some great basketball, so that's what that's going to do tonight. Everybody's going to come together and just play team basketball.
Well, Cam Gaddis told me, he said, Mr. Wyckoff, we got it within nine. He said, I hit a shot, and I got us with nine against Sylacauga. If we can do that, we can play with anybody. I said, well, Cam, you just said it. So go out and beat this team tonight. If you can hang with Sylacauga the way they play defense from the beginning to the end, they're in your hip. I mean, they play like no other team, the Aggies do, defensively. If you can handle that, then this team's got to get the mindset, we can beat any of these teams.
Yeah, back to your point, it all starts with the mind. You know, as an athlete, one of my coaches used to tell me, like, most of the game is physical, but a big part of the game is mental. So once you get a good mindset, we can compete with anybody. Like you said, they competed with Sylacauga. They cut it to nine. So tonight they're going to do all those things that right. So, you know, they got to play their style of basketball and just be all on one accord tonight. So they can do some things if they play together tonight.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. It's the B.B. Comer Tigers versus the Coosa Central Cougars right here on Alabama's Kicks 100.3.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 4th 8th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
From Radio Alabama Sports, B.B. Comer Football is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. B.B. Comer Basketball is presented by AltaPoint Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Greg Wyckoff.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. It is getting quiet right now, RJ. The balls are being put up, and the only one of them will count now. The racks are up, so it's almost tip-off time. It's almost game time as the BB Comer Tigers are set to take on the Coosa Central Cougars.
Yeah, that's what we're here for tonight. As you said, it's starting to get silent, so the only ball that's going to get ready to bounce now is the game ball. You know, all the warm-ups are done. Both teams are done showing they can do a warm-ups. You know, I used to like warm-ups as a high school player. It kind of got me loose, but at the same time, I had to feel the atmosphere. As a player, you want to feel this atmosphere and see what you're playing with. So I look forward to that.
Isaiah Hall, Jaden Morgan, Christian Robertson, Cam Gaddis, and Caleb Shurum, your starters. The Tigers come out in all white, black trim, black letters. And Cam Gaddis ready to tip it off against Marbury. Coosa Central win the toss. Jackson with the basketball, and Coosa Central wastes no time. Easy layup. Full court pressure from the Cougars. Cam Gaddis will pass it down court to no one. And the ball will go out of bounds, and the Cougars get it right back.
The scoreboard.
It's our plug that's in the middle of the stands that see if they get that fixed. There it is.
It's going to be hard to play a basketball game without that scoreboard, Greg. We have to have the scoreboard. That's one of those key essentials for a basketball game.
That could help in some situations. For $20, Coosa Central will bring it up. Chapman Allen, one of those players you were talking about with the basketball. They'll work it inside to Marbury. He'll miss it. Cam Gaddis will pull the rebound down. Up ahead, Shurum. I'll work it back up top.
Here we go. Hey, cheer.
With Robertson.
Cheer.
Robertson to Cam Gaddis. Bounce pass back to Robertson. Tries to get it to Hall. And that ball's going to go out of bounds. Tiger basketball.
That is a good defense right there by Coosa. They were very smart. They know what the ball was looking like. They just had their eyes in the right spot at the right time.
Isaiah Hall in the corner. They get it to Shurum at the free throw line. He will get it stolen by Thompson. And Thompson.
It's one of those guys I was talking about in the pregame. You have to know this young man is that he can do everything. He can shoot the ball. He can drive the ball. So you have to play defense on him and move your feet at all times.
Nice move. Jaden Morgan to cut this lead in half. 4-2. Coosa with the lead. They've got the basketball. Thompson. Take it in the lane. And that'll be the first foul on Caleb Shurum. First foul of the game. And that will put, it's a two-shot foul, put Thompson to the free throw line.
Yeah, Thompson, I mean, they're just getting the ball in transition and throwing it to him, and he's just trying to go down the lane and make some plays.
He will miss the first of two. He'll line up for the second shot. 6:34 to go here in the first. 4-2. Coosa Central with the lead. Second free throw goes in and out. Caleb Shurum with the rebound. And here come the Tigers. Cam Gaddis on the right wing. Robertson up top. Coosa brings their defense all the way to midcourt. Back to Gaddis. Hands off to Morgan. Robertson for three. A little strong off the back of the rim. Rebound. Coosa. And RJ Coach is right. These teams do look almost like a mirror image. Two fast basketball teams on the court.
Yes, you see it right now. I mean, they're both throwing the ball. They're making great passes. They're doing a lot of ball screens and a lot of dribble handoffs. But at the same time, you have to know your offense and run it.
Three-point shot. That was Jaquez Parker. 7-2, and a turnover by the Tigers is going to lead to a block shot. I believe that was Isaiah Hall who got it for the shot, and Coosa will turn around, steal it in the backcourt, and an easy layup for Chapman Allen. 9-2, Coosa with the lead. Time on the court, 5:20. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
5:20 to go in the first. 9-2, Coosa with the lead over Comer Tigers. Comer trying to break this half-court press. That half-court press will turn into a man-to-man press, but Cam Gaddis will dribble through it and hit a tough layup. 9-4 Coosa. They'll break Comer's press and get the offense going. Chapman Allen with the basketball. They'll hand it off to Marbury. Marbury goes up for the layup. I believe it. Is that foul on Gaddis?
Yeah, Gaddis.
A two-shot foul for Marbury. He will miss the first of three, of two, I'm sorry. The Cougars are 0 of 3 from the free throw line early on. Comer has yet to go to the free throw line. See, I wasn't going to say anything, because usually when I say something, they always hit the second free throw. Comer quickly down court. Morgan to Robertson, free throw line. Morgan with the rebound, puts it up. Will miss it, and the ball will go out of bounds. Comer basketball.
I like how Morgan went up aggressively for the rebound, but at the same time, you go for rebound like that, you have to come down and control and try to go up and make a play. Way to be aggressive.
Isaiah Hall gets the inbound pass. Cam Gaddis, nice pass inside. Robertson, no foul called. Rebound, Coosa. Thompson takes the lane. It's going to be picked off by Robertson, and he will pull it back. He'll try to set the offense up to get it inside. Caleb Sherman, fadeaway shot, and it's off the mark. And we're going to get a push foul on Isaiah Hall. Coosa breaks. Half court, free throw line shot. Chapman Allen will get his rebound, miss it. And a fight for the basketball on the court. As Cam Gaddis was getting down, getting dirty. And it'll be Comer basketball.
It's one of those things we talked about in the pregame. You're in the little things, right? You see them trying to get the ball in a loose ball situation, but at the same time, you don't want to keep getting out-rebounded. So you become going to be physical and box out, try to get some of these rebounds.
Near steal by Coosa. Pass ahead to Gaddis. Oh. Good awareness by Cam Gaddis that time. He pump faked, and Marbury's a big boy. Fell right on his back, and I'm glad Cam didn't try to go back up, because that's when you get hurt. He just let him. Carefully, they both went to the floor,
yeah,
and both players still in the ballgame.
That was a good job of being smart right there, and not nobody getting injured very severely.
Gaddis hands it off. Now Morgan, and Morgan's going to lose the basketball, and he'll pick up the foul. A little frustration foul. Coosa doesn't wait any time. They get the ball in, and Chapman Allen will miss.
Michael Levin,
a three-pointer, and on the rebound, Javen Jackson will pick up the first foul for Coosa. Comer basketball. Isaiah Hall to Gaddis. Gaddis asking for a screen. Step back three-pointer, and that's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Coosa. Kind of one and done, RJ.
Yeah.
Thompson with a three-point shot off the back of the rim. Rebound, Cam Gaddis. He'll push it forward, go behind his back in his lane, dish it to Shurum. Shurum's shot blocked from behind by Marbury. Shurum will get it back, miss it, and Marbury will get the rebound for Coosa.
That was a good dump-off pass by Cam Gaddis. Was very aware. He saw number 20, Caleb Shurum, right there. And way to dump it also. You have to finish those type of plays anytime you have those good plays right there.
Three-point shot missed by Coosa. Shurum with the rebound. And in the backcourt, another steal by Coosa. And that's going to be a push as Thompson was going in the lane. Isaiah Hall. The push. So Caleb Shurum will check out of the game. Coming into the game will be Quindarius Swain. And that will put Corey Thompson to the free throw line, where he is 0-2 for the line. 2 points in the game. 2:23 in the first, 10-4, Coosa with a lead, make it 11-4 as he hits the first free throw. Second shot is up and good, 12-4 Coosa. Tigers break the press easy that time. Cam Gaddis to Hall for three, and three's Hall will hit the three. I got tongue-tied there. Three hit a three. To get this lead to five. Three-point shot by Richardson off the mark. Here comes Morgan. Morgan's pass up ahead to Cam Gaddis. Now Robertson for three, and he'll hit it. That's just what the Tigers need. Get this thing back to 2 points. 1:42 to go in the first.
Yeah, they kind of find their rhythm right there. Got some transition threes. B.B. Coleman keeps doing it all night. They can hang with Coosa tonight. Just be smart, make great passes, and keep shooting the three ball.
And Isaiah Hall is going to pick up his third foul here in the first.
Going to be very careful right here. You don't want to have three fouls right here in the first quarter, but Isaiah Hall obviously has three fouls, so you want to be careful and play smart right here. I wouldn't be shocked if Coach substituted him and sat him down for a few minutes.
Yeah, he was not. When he found out he had three fouls, he was not happy about it. But what a luxury when you can bring a player in like Ronaldo Riggins.
Yes, it's always a plus.
Kelly will miss both his free throws. Rebound Morgan. Up ahead, Gaddis. And Gaddis is going to go coast to coast and tie this game up at 12.
Yeah, Gaddis is a very athletic guy. We know what he can do. We know what he's capable of. But everybody else has to come along and do the same thing as Gaddis.
Chapman Allen will miss the three-point shot. Ronaldo Riggins with the rebound. The ball will go out of bounds. Comer basketball. It didn't take them long to put 8 points on the board and get this thing tied up. Morgan gets it to Riggins. Now back to Gaddis. Gaddis, long three-point shot off the mark, and Swain will get the rebound. Loose ball, Coosa ball. They'll get it up to Chapman Allen. Three-point shot off the mark, rebound. Robertson, he'll be fouled in the backcourt. Be the first foul for Kenyon Richardson. 45 seconds to go in the first. We're tied at 12. Comer Tigers, Coosa Central Cougars. Robertson get it into Swain. Back to Robertson. Back to Swain. Cross court. Ronaldo Riggins for three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Swain. He'll miss it. Get a rebound and put it back in.
That's what you call second chance opportunities right there. He missed his layup. He got his own rebound, put it back up. We had a big time rebound. A good play right there by Quindary Swain.
Kelly misses the shot. Cam Gaddis rebound. He'll go coast to coast and he'll get.
Run one shot.
Thought they were going to call a foul. The ball just went out of bounds.
One shot.
They'll get it in to Gaddis. Gaddis baseline. And that's going to be a foul. On two. That'll be on Parker. So with 14 seconds to go in the first, 14-12, the Comer Tigers with the lead. And the Tigers will throw it in bounds. I think we're having a discussion on the court. Help me, RJ.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on myself. I'm trying to get some word from the official at the end of the first quarter.
Because it sent Chapman Allen. We thought we might be on the free throw line.
Yes.
But it put Cusa on the line like a almost like a technical foul. Because nobody is at. Chapman Allen will hit the second. And free throw. It's going to be Coosa's ball with 14 seconds to go, down by one. Yeah, that was really odd. That's going to be a foul on Swain. As Jaqueline Kelly. Gave him the good old pump fake, got him up in the air. And that will put Kelly to the free throw line.
That's the good thing about a big man. I know I was in high school, Greg, I used to kill the pump fake. Once you get him in the air, all you had to do is drop, get into him and draw some contact. Referee's going to call it every time. Either you miss the layup or you make the layup, but you got to go up strong.
And he'll miss both of them, but in there fighting for the rebound. Comer comes away with it and gets a half-court shot by Quindarius Swain. And we go to the second, 14-13. The Comer Tigers with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Comer fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Comer Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Committed to Comer. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. We start the second period, 14-13. The Comer Tigers lead Coosa Central. Three-point shot by Coosa off the mark. A rebound by Coosa and a near block by Quindarius Swain. And that's going to give him a foul. And RJ, I think you got an explanation going at the end of the first there that why Kusa went to the free throw line.
Yeah, they said it was a wrong number issue. You know, in high school basketball, even in any basketball, that's small thing, little thing, detail. You know, you don't want to have the wrong number, so it resulted in technical foul. And I'm glad we were able to get some understanding during, you know, the end of the first quarter there. But at the same time, to your point, this last call right here, that was a questionable call. It looked like he got all ball, but sometimes referees, they're going to say you got body, so you want to be smart when you go up with those block fouls like that.
And Thompson will hit both of his free throws and put Kusa up 15-13. Ronaldo Riggins with a floater. And that's a little short, rebounded by Kusa. Three-point shot by Corey Thompson, and it's good.
Corey Thompson just lighting it up. I mean, this guy, they have to defend. They have to put a body on him. They have to know where he's at on the court at all time, because you don't want to get him free and he keeps coming down the court hitting these big-time threes and making plays like he's doing.
Yeah, he just made a three, and then he was trailing Ronaldo Riggins and was able to
get a block. Yeah, so he's all over the place.
Ronaldo will throw it in. He'll get it in the backcourt. That's Gattis with the basketball. They're going to pick Gattis up as soon as he gets across half court. Gattis, Sherm at the free throw line. And that fadeaway shot off the mark. Rebound, Kusa. Kusa trying to work it around the perimeter. And a steal up ahead. Gattis. And he will hit it and go to the free throw line.
Gattis, man, I love watching this kid play. I mean, he's electric. He's explosive. He's going to find a way to get to the rim, and as he just did, he just got an and. When I like how he just physical, I mean, he loves all the contact. So, no, he's a football guy, but he's bringing in football to the basketball court and being very physical.
18-16. Kusa Central pending this and one free throw. And Gattis will hit it. 7 points for Gattis. 6:48 to go in the second. 1 point lead, Kusa, 18-17. Comer has gone to a 2-3 zone. Kusa working around it, looking for that 3-point shot, and it. Corey Thompson found his spot again. 12 points for Thompson. Sherm shot. He's off the mark. Kusa's got a 2-on-1. And really nothing Cam Gattis could do. And Corey Thompson gets an easy layup. Ooh, and a steal in the backcourt.
Yeah, Comer going to be careful. They're trying right now to try and do too much. And Kusa Central just feeding off the momentum. They're just scoring. And the thing about this 2-3 zone, they're just being very patient. They're finding all the passes. They're just finding what works for them. But this guy, Corey Thompson, he just continues to light the stat sheet up. You have to find him, even if you go like a boxing one. But you got to know where he is on the court at all times.
3-point shot goes out of bounds. Comer basketball. They get it up ahead to Swain. Tajavius Simmons in the game. And Gattis with the basketball in the lane. Floater.
Hey, don't stand there and get cut.
And he will be fouled and go to the free throw line. Hey. This foul is on Jaquez Parker, his second foul. Cam Gattis will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Free throws are always a big key. You want to make those free throws. I mean, everybody said they have to take time, but at the same time, it's pressure behind free throws, but at the same time, they're free. You know, don't rush it.
Who you got?
23-17, Kusa with the lead. Now 23-18 as Cam Gattis does hit the second free throw. They will again, we'll settle back in that zone, but that's Marbury. He'll miss the shot. Here comes Cam Gattis again. He's going to split defenders, put it off the glass, and put another two up for Cam Gattis.
Two, two,
You know, if I was a coach, I would have this guy Cam Gattis on my team any day, Greg. I mean, guy's very athletic. He's very explosive, and he's going to get to the basket. What I like about him, he's very physical.
It's like when he's – we'll get it back there in a second. Simmons with a three-pointer in the corner. He'll miss it. Swain is going to pick up a foul, but that's going to be three on Swain. Swain has been very active. And a block by Simmons. And he'll hand it off to Robertson. Boy, he almost threaded the needle in that pass to Cam Gattis.
Yeah, he definitely had to be careful with time passes. I think the out of bounds really saved him right there on that call.
Robertson. Pass will be stolen on the inbound. And Chapman Allen with the steal. He'll take it in for a layup. Comer wants time. 4:49 to go in the second. 25-20. Cusa with the lead. We'll take a break with him. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
4:49 to go in the second. 25-20. Coosa Central leads the Comer Tigers. Comer with the basketball. And that's Morgan. He's in trouble. And it'll be stolen away by Coosa. That was Marbury taking it away. They'll work it around. Chapman Allen will get it in to Marbury. And Marbury will take it in for an easy basket.
Yeah, Marbury just went to work right there. Got a power dribble. Was able to make a basket.
Morgan with the basketball. And I believe that ball was partially blocked. Or Marbury got a little bit of it as Morgan was going up, and that's going to be traveling. Got to be.
Yeah, that's a call right there. The official has to make. It's like he hesitated, but as a basketball player, you want to think, you just want to just continue to stay in motion. But as a call right there, you have to make it.
Robertson to Ronaldo Riggins, and that pass was a little low, and it'll go out of bounds.
The good thing about B.B. Comer, they're breaking the press, break. They just have to slow down and get in their zone, get in their offense once they break the press.
Yeah, because Coosa has four defenders in the backcourt.
They definitely do.
A steal by Simmons, and he will be fouled by Corey Thompson. We haven't seen a lot of Simmons on the court this year, but he's coming in putting some pretty good minutes in. And if there's a basketball look, he looks like a basketball player.
Yes.
Morgan to Simmons. Back in the corner. Now they're working to Robertson up top. He'll hand it off to Gattis. When in trouble, find zero. And that ball is going to be picked from Gattis. That's Richardson. He'll miss it. And the follow-up jam will be missed. And here comes Cam Gattis. Javen Jackson will pick up his second foul, trying to contain Cam Gattis. Cam can frustrate you many ways. He'll hand it off to Ronaldo Riggins in the corner. Now back on the left wing to Gattis. Gattis holding it. Now he'll dribble it. Tries to dribble in between players. Oh, man. That was close right there. It was a tie-up. going to be Comer basketball. You see how fast Cam jerked that ball away from that defender?
Yeah, he's, I mean,
he made a pass all in one motion.
It's just instincts right there as an athlete. He did a good job of just making sure he secured the ball.
Come on, go!
And he'll get it to Robertson.
Go!
Robertson will drive in, dish it off to Morgan. Good head fake, and Morgan will put it in for two.
That was a good dish right there. He was able to draw defenders in. Once he did, he just dished it off right there to Morgan's. What a smart play, and what an easy basket.
2:30 to go in the second, 27-22, Coosa. Cougars have the basketball. They're trying to work it around that zone. Layup missed. Rebound Simmons. Here comes Robertson. That pass will be picked off. Man, if we were keeping up with turnovers, that would be the telltale story of this first half. Oh, that was a walk, not called. And they're going to get a foul on Simmons. But I thought Marbury took a couple extra steps right there. He was shuffling his feet in the lane. And that will send Marbury to the free throw line. Cam Gaddis coming to the side for a drink of water.
I mean, he's playing very hard, so maybe need a little something to keep him going.
Marbury will hit one of two. Make this a 28-22 Coosa lead. 2 minutes to go in the second. Tigers need another run here at the end of the first like they did the second, but another pass will be picked off. And another transition layup. That's Javen Jackson. Morgan with the basketball. He'll give it to Robertson. Nice pass in the lane. Robertson will put it in. Let's go. 30-24, 6-point lead. Coosa, 1:23 to go in the half. Thompson with the basketball. He'll kick it outside. Long 3-point shot. Nobody called the bank, and it did not go in. And here come the Tigers. Free throw line. Morgan will pull up, shoot it. Morgan looks like he's got the feel tonight.
Yeah, Morgan's starting to get more comfortable, starting playing today's game, and that's what you want to see. You want to, in order to keep cutting the lead, you want to be comfortable with your play and also execute your style of offense.
8 points for Morgan, six of them here in the second. Shot missed by Coosa. Robertson with the rebound. He's going to dish it to Morgan. Morgan. We'll get in the right corner. 3-point shot by Cam Gaddis. Make it a 1-point game. Chapman Allen will miss it. Gaddis with another rebound. And he'll be fouled in the backcourt with 25 seconds to go in the half. And that's going to put the Tigers to the free throw line, down by one.
Yeah, the Tigers have cut this lead down to one. I mean, they've done all the small things like rebounding, getting a loose ball foul. But at the same time, they're being smart. But at the same time, for Comer, they're also, you know, they're trying to do things that's going to help them. You know, getting all the loose balls and rebounds. That's what it's coming down to. But this Cam Gaddis dude, he's able to do everything, Greg. I mean, just a pure athlete.
13 points in the game. Now 14 points. Not bad for a half of basketball. But we mentioned the pregame. He'll miss the second one. Got to have other pieces plug into this puzzle, too. Looks like Coosa may try to hold this for the last shot of the half. Tied at 30. 10 seconds to go. Chapman Allen has the basketball. He will drive in. That ball's going to be almost stolen. And that kind of got the Coosa offense dysfunctional. They missed the shot. Partner, we're we're right where we started when we started this ball game.
Yeah, I mean, it's came down to a close game, but at the same time, B.B. Comer has to make some halftime adjustments at this game. They want to be very successful. So, I mean, they're just playing smart. They're playing physical. But one thing about Coosa, they're just making plays, man. They have some athletes just making great plays, and they're just continuing to do what they're being coached to do.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the first half. 30-30, we're knotted up here at the half. It's the Comer Tigers versus the Coosa Central Cougars. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. RJ, thank you again for joining me. I know I say it all the time, but I really mean it, man. It's a true blessing to have you here. You do a great job.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you and Radio Alabama for having me. You know, I think I know a little bit about basketball, so I just try to get on here and provide much knowledge as I can. But most of the part, I just enjoy calling the games with you, Greg.
Hey, what a tough game for both coaches to go in at halftime. I mean, both teams play their guts out. Both teams have some things they can improve on. The Comer Tigers, a little bit more to improve on. But you go in basically tied at zero, 30-30. But you're basically, you can say you're tied at zero with one half of basketball in the bucket already.
Yeah, so far this has been a great half of basketball, but both teams still have something they can do better offensively and defensively. One thing I noticed about B.B. Comer is they're breaking the press, and they're just putting the 2-2-1 on them. Coosa Central is, but they're breaking the press. But when you get down on your side of the court, you have to know what you want to do after that. So you got to think, and you also have to be smart and use your brain. But also, Coosa, they're doing a good job of crashing the board. You know, they have a great big man, Jaden Jackson, but they also have Corey Thompson. So they're doing a good job of just really just playing their type of basketball. I feel like their coach letting them get the ball in transition. And that's what I like about Cam Gattis, too. Once he gets in transition, he's trying to get to the basket. He's doing a good job of that so far.
Yeah, we could talk about – it's not fair to talk about Cam Gattis all the time, but there are very few players that can, you know, going down court to have that mentality – we saw him split three defenders a little while ago for a layup. He's determined. You're not going to stop him from going to the basket.
Yeah, that's what you want to see in a great athlete. You know, once he knows he has to do for his team, he's going to put his mind to it. He's going to do it. But at the same time, that's what you want to see in a good athlete and a good kid as well. I mean, the coach said in him, so as long as the guy's scoring and getting buckets, then, you know, he's going to continue to do it all night. They say don't fix nothing if it's not broke. So right now, it's not broke what he's doing, so he's going to continue to do it, and the coach is going to continue to let him do it.
Well, you heard it in the girls' game. You heard Coach say in the girls' game, quit telegraphing your passes. And the Comer Tigers in the first half, the boys, several turnovers. They got to cut down on the turnovers, and because they're telegraphing some passes, and Coosa Central seems to know sometimes where the pass is going before they even throw it.
Yeah, that's the thing about boys basketball, too. You can make those long passes, but you have to be careful. You know, guys can jump or they can tip the ball, they can make an interception, but you want to be smart about those passes. You know, you can do triple 30, whether you're going to pass it or you have a dribble pass or whatever, but at the same time, you want to be very smart in those type of passes and those type of plays, whatever you do, dump the ball off.
16 points, Cam Gaddis in the first half. Christian Robertson with three. Jade Morgan with eight. Isaiah Hall with three. Quindarius Swain, two. And I believe that will wrap our scoring up for the Comer Tigers. So, not bad, partner. We said we need Cam Gaddis, we need a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
And Morgan looks like he wants the ball tonight. Robertson, I feel when that three helped him. So we'll see what he can do in the second half. He's definitely going to have to score in the second half if the Tigers are going to win.
Yeah, and I feel like Morgan is making himself more available and open. I like when the guards penetrate to the basket, that's going to draw the defenders to the guard, but it's leaving him wide open so they can just dish it off to him. And he's got some key shots tonight, some key important shots that Carmen needed. So I think he needs to keep doing that and keep playing his game. Don't do nothing more, nothing less. But once you can score the ball and you're being very smart in the paint, that's going to pay off B.B. Carmen. So they just have to keep doing little things right.
I'll tell you what, both teams are back on the court. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll start the second half of basketball here from B.B. Comer High School. Tied at 30, the Comer Tigers and the Coosa Central Cougars. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Hi, this is Ben Donahue from Donahue Physical Therapy. If surgery feels like your only option, come to see us first. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped so many people avoid surgery and get results through targeted therapy and personal care. Every case is different, and we'll take the time to do it right. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Comer Sports Network and B.B. Comer High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns, and Coach Fawcett making his way over to the table.
Coach Fawcett's doing everything, athletic director, head football coach. I believe I seen him sit on the bench for the girls' basketball game as well.
And he was trying not, he was trying not to bend over and pick up a basketball. We're fixing to start the second half here, tied at 30. A very interesting first half of ball, so I expect nothing less in the second. And right off the bat, Chapman Allen with 2 points. Easy layup. Homer looking to break the press. Cam Gaddis with the basketball. Left wing, he'll get it to Morgan. Morgan, a drive in the lane. Nice job.
He's continuing to feel his game. He's continuing to be comfortable as well.
Knotted up again at 32. Chapman Allen in the lane. He'll kick it back out.
Come on, Cam!
That's Parker with a miss. Rebound by Jackson. And Jackson's going to be fouled. And that foul is going to be on Christian Robertson. And that'll put Jackson to the free throw line.
As my coach used to tell me, you have to put a body on somebody when you're boxing out. And they had a second chance opportunity points right there. But you want to be physical and you want to make sure that guy's riding your back. So even if he do get the rebound, the foul's going to go for your advantage.
And they're going to miss the second free throw, but Jaquez Parker gets two tries after the rebound. He'll put the second one in. 35-32, Cusa. And the Tigers have a little difficulty with the backcourt pressure, and that's going to be a turnover.
When it comes to the press break, the thing about pressing, you want to know what you're going to do when the pressure hits. You know, you want to be smart, but you also want to be aware because you know it's coming. You just have to find a way to break it.
And a steal by Robertson, and he will take it up and miss the layup. But Cam Gaddis is there with the rebound, and Cam will be fouled. That foul on Waylon Chapman Allen. Cam Gaddis will go to the free throw line where he is 3 of 5. He'll line up for his first shot. And that one's good. And we wish the best for this second shot.
There it went.
And it will go in. 18 points for Gaddis. 5 of 7 from the free throw line. And we got a 30-second timeout. Cusa, 35-34. Cusa leads, 6:40 to go in the third. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Hi. I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
6:36 to go in the third. 35-34, Coosa. Coosa with the basketball. That's Thompson with a shot. He'll miss it. Another rebound, Coosa. That pass inside is going to be picked off by Cam Gaddis, and Caleb Shurum will end up with it. And here come the Tigers. No-look pass.
Ah.
And that no-look pass to thrown out of bounds, looking for Robertson, and not getting back on defense.
You have to get back. I mean, he just ran right past the defender.
And Javen Jackson will get easy, too. Ronaldo Riggins with the basketball. They're going to call that foul on Corey Thompson. And Robertson will get it to Gaddis in the backcourt. Gaddis with a screen from Shurum. In the corner, Riggins. Now back to Gaddis. Robertson for three. That was off the front of the rim. Fight for a rebound. And that's going to be a push by Caleb Shurum.
Got to be smart right there, Caleb. I mean, once the guy has you boxed out of the fence, you can't be able to his back right there. And once you start making all those hand gestures, that kind of makes the foul obvious. You know when you foul right there, so the referee's going to automatically call it.
Chapman now with the basketball. Guarded by Robertson. Allen will take it in, miss the shot. Robertson with the rebound will get it ahead. Morgan, and Morgan will take it in with the left hand for 2 points. He's got 12 in the game. 37-36, Kusa, 1 point lead.
Hey, Chris, have to help
Parker there. With the basketball, guarded by Gaddis. Parker will get it back into court. He'll miss the shot. Fight for the rebound. And Kelly will get it for Kusa. Wide open 3-point shot by Corey Thompson. And he'll sink it.
They're doing a good job of boxing out and getting second chance opportunities.
Long pass ahead. Ronaldo Riggins.
You know, Greg, they're going to have to do a good job of boxing out B.B. Comer, because right now, Kusa just getting every second chance opportunity. They're just trying to get every loose ball. And then once they score second chance opportunities, get a momentum.
Kusa with a turnover that time. We'll take a few more of those. But really, for as kind of as sloppy as we've played, we're right in this ball game.
Yeah.
Down by 4, 40-36, 4:33 to go in the third. Morgan the basketball. He'll get it to Simmons. Nice pass, Simmons, to Gaddis. I thought Gaddis was fouled. And he tried to, got kind of stuck in the air and tried to throw it to Ronaldo Riggins out of bounds. That was an odd-looking play. Kusa Central. From the free throw line, Thompson will pick up another rebound. That's Kelly with a rebound. The ball is going to go out of bounds to Kusa. Robertson will come to the bench, and coming into the game, Isaiah Hall. Quickly, Hall makes his presence felt as he'll knock that ball out of bounds.
Hey, lock in. Turn around, Tajay.
Hall hadn't played in a little while. Had to go out in the first with three fouls. Thompson with a little shake and bake. He'll miss it. Simmons comes away with the rebound. Gets it to Ronaldo Riggins. To Simmons. And that bounce pass is going to be stolen by Kusa. Thompson with the basketball. Boy, nice crossover and the pass to Kelly, and Kelly will put it in.
He did a good job of just dumping it off right there.
Gaddis up ahead to Riggins, and another errant pass going to be picked off by Kusa, and a block by Gaddis on the other end. Ball go out of bounds. 3:14 to go in the third, 42-36. Well, they'd say he didn't touch it. So Comer's basketball. Gaddis with the basketball. Gets it to Morgan.
A little confusion right there. Both guys tried to catch the ball in a press break.
That caused a turnover. And Morgan will get it to Parker. He's got Ronaldo Riggins on him. Parker will take it in. Throw it up. And that foul is going to be on Morgan, his second foul. That's going to pit Parker to the free throw line.
Chris.
And I'll have the shooter's touch on that one as it'll roll around and go in. Christian Robertson will check back in the game after a quick break. And Ronaldo Riggins will come to the bench. I think he brings up. Sorry, we're listening to the bantering from Coach Satcher. Parker will hit both his free throws. 44-36. Christian Robertson in trouble in the backfield. And Coach Satcher wants a timeout. 2:42 to go in the third. 44-36, Coosa with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Kicks 100.3.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
44-36. Coosa with the lead. 2:33 to go in the third. Comer with the basketball. Robertson will drive baseline. Get to Simmons at the top. Isaiah Hall will lose it. And Morgan, I'm sorry, that's Thompson, who will take it coast to coast for an easy layup. They break the press. Robertson goes in with his left hand. And that's what we need, RJ.
Yeah, he did a good job just getting to the basket. I mean, creating pressure. He got an and one. But B.B. Comer's going to do more of this in the second half.
Should be Kelly, his second foul. Coosa got a lot of players with two fouls. And Robertson will miss the free throw. And the ball will go out of bounds on Coosa. So Comer will get to throw it in. Robertson will get it in the corner. Cam Gaddis. Gaddis stepped out of bounds, trying to make his cut. He's trying to calculate how far he could jump. He had to wind up for it, and that back foot touched the sideline. Morgan with the rebound, and that pass ahead. Isaiah Hall can't haul it in. Kind of another not-so-good pass by the Comer Tigers.
Yeah, Isaiah Hall, he tried to do a good job of trying to temper that line a little bit, trying to keep the ball in play, in bounds. I give him a hustle play, but at the same time, you have to be smart on plays like that. Just let it go.
Parker with the basketball. He's got Gaddis on him. Gaddis will steal it. But Gaddis will go out of bounds on the far side. Coosa basketball. A lot of hustle in that number zero jersey. Kusa will throw it deep in the backcourt. That's Chapman Allen. Guarded by Isaiah Hall. Good defense. Forces a shot. But another second shot for Kusa, but they miss it this time. Gaddis. Robertson fade away. Will miss it. And the Cougars with a minute to go here in the third, up by 8, 46-38.
3 seconds! That was good defense right there by to JV and Simmons. Went straight up, got the block, 24, tried to body him and be physical. But Simmons said, I'm going to be physical with that, back with you. You're not going to score this basket.
And Simmons probably half the body weight of Mr. Isaac Lee. Boy, another pass. Isaiah Hall had to save it, but threw it right back in to a Kusa Cougar. Well, then Chapman Allen off the glass for two. 30 seconds to go in the third. 10-point lead. Kusa Central, and another errant pass. And Kusa comes away with it. Chapman Allen will get it inside. Good defense by Simmons again. But Kusa will get the rebound. And Javen Jackson will hit the five-footer. 3 seconds to go in the half. And Gaddis cannot get the shot off. And, wow, Kusa padded the lead here in the third, 50-38. Tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Kusa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network as we start the fourth. RJ, the Comer Tigers were outscored 20-8 in the third.
Yeah, that's not a good run right there in the third quarter. I mean, they got away from the thing they were doing in the second quarter. You know, little things like rebounding, second chance opportunity. That's one of the big things for Comer. They're going to have to get some second chance opportunity and box out if they want to cut the lead down here starting the fourth quarter.
Gaddis. Gaddis went up and under with the right hand off the glass. And a quick timeout.
I don't think coach was happy right there with the drive. Gaddis.
Well, he knows how explosive this Comer team can be. And
yes.
Even with a 10-point lead, we saw an 8-point lead in the first evaporate in the matter of about 30 seconds.
Yeah. They both explosive. I mean, you're going to figure out something that's going to stop this Cam Gaddis guy. But when a coach calls a timeout, when they just got out of a break, like a beginning of the fourth quarter, Greg, he's got to be really mad right there.
10 seconds into the fourth. Now Comer with some token man-to-man full-court pressure. Wow, and that's Waylon Chapman Allen looking like Cam Gaddis on the other end as he puts it in for two. There's going to be a foul in the backcourt. Sweet Chapman Allen. So he was trying to stick to Gaddis, and Gaddis went behind his back. Chapman Allen picked up the foul. Gaddis will get it to Ronaldo Riggins. Ronaldo, right wing. He'll get it to Robertson. Robertson looking for a screen. Robertson, three-point shot. Now that was in and out. Rebound. Kusa and Parker with the basketball. He'll get it to Thompson. That's Marbury in the lane. He'll get it back to Thompson, and he'll hit a three.
You have to know where Thompson is, because this guy can shoot from all different angles of the court.
55-40. Kusa leads by 15. Gaddis. Robertson for three. He'll miss it. Rebound. Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins will hand it off to Swain. He'll give it to Gaddis. Left wing. Now they'll go cross court. And that's Swain. Three-pointer too strong. And Thompson will pull away the rebound for Kusa. Chapman Allen for three. He was left alone, and he hits it. 58-40. 6:18 to go in the game. We'll take a break. Full timeout. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Feeling like life insurance costs keep climbing? Hi, I'm Sheila Curtis at Sheila Curtis State Farm. We've got your back. We offer discounts that help you save on auto insurance without sacrificing the service you deserve. And when it comes to life insurance, we can help you find a plan that fits your family's needs and your budget. Give Sheila Curtis State Farm a call today and let us take care of you.
256-249-8188. SheilaCurtis.com.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
6:18 to go in the ball game. Largest lead by Coosa, 58-40. Comer gets it ahead. Swain will miss it, get his own rebound. And Simmons with the turnover and an easy layup on the other end. Chapman Allen.
Great. They're just taking advantage. I mean, they're just trying to, they're getting the lead. They're stretching the lead. So Comer has to find something going to work for them as soon as they can.
Cam Gaddis with another layup. They'll work it in.
White ball!
And the ball will go out of bounds to Kusa. They tried to get it in to Marbury. He had Swain guarding him. Chapman Allen with the basketball, and he'll go reverse.
Hey, remember what we said a couple times?
And that will be slap the backboard, so that'll count the basket for Chapman Allen, even though he didn't make it. Ronaldo Riggins. Three-point shot, Simmons. And Kusa's going to come away with a rebound. Boy, Ronaldo almost came from behind to pick it away. But there's Marbury picking up a air ball shot and putting it in for two. Gaddis tried to get it to Simmons, and that ball goes out of bounds. Swain will come out of the game. Chapman Allen guarded by Hall. Three-point shot by Thompson. Missed, and Robertson with a rebound. Robertson to Gaddis. We'll get a foul on Parker. That would be the first Coosa player with three fouls. 4:45 to go in the fourth. Ronaldo Regan's three-point shot, a little too strong. Rebounded by Jackson. Here comes Coosa. Just gone cold here in the second half for the Comer Tigers. Steal. Ronaldo Riggins will miss the rebound on the other end, but the ball will go off the hands of Isaac Lee.
You have to finish a wide open layup right there. You can't be looking back whether it's going to get a contact or a foul. But at that point, you got to go up. If you get fouled, you get fouled. It's 2 points, but kind of hesitated right there. So you don't want to be hesitant trying to go up and get a layup, man. It's 3 points.
There's an analogy I've been told a lot. You either want to be the bug or you want to be the windshield.
Yes.
So you got to decide what kind of player you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you either go all for it or sit on the bench. I mean, that's
just what it is. I mean, as a guard, you got to penetrate to go to the basket. If you get fouled, it's what it is, but can't be scared. I mean, that's type. You don't want to have that type of player on the basketball team. You know, you want to have a physical guy who's going to go up and do anything for the team. Right there, that was a poor choice right there. You should have went straight up and got the layup. If you get fouled, you get fouled.
And I think Coach Satcher saw that and called a timeout because he wants to talk to his team. Because we may not be able to overcome this lead right now, but you want your team to finish strong. You can't just give up.
Yeah, you don't want to ever see your team give up. That's not what coaches want their players to do. That's definitely not what coaches coach.
Coosa basketball. 64-42. Parker with the basketball, guarded by Robertson. Ball almost went backcourt. Now Parker, guarded by Gaddis. Get it to Jackson. Jackson will miss the shot. Fight for the rebound. Coosa will get it. They'll kick it out to Parker, and he's going to hit the three. 67-42, and a pass down court will be picked off by Parker. He'll take it in, partially blocked. But back-to-back rebounds for Coosa. And it'll be tied up. It'll be Coosa basketball.
That's been a theme all night for Coosa Central. I mean, second chance opportunity. They're taking advantage of them. And it's showing.
And off the inbound pass, Thompson with a reverse layup. 69-42. Ronaldo Riggins to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis, three-point shot, and he'll nail it.
Wow.
25 points for Gaddis. He's close. Asked for 30.
That's what we'll talk about in the opening. He's going to get his, but he needs his teammates to do the same thing as well.
That's Isaac Lee, who will back it down. Put it in for two.
It's his first points all night, correct?
It is. Well, that pass was coming right at us. Cam Gaddis. Another three-point shot. He'll miss it. And Coosa will press forward. Parker for three. And he is
lighting up.
He is. He's gotten hot here in the fourth. Gaddis will hang up in the air. And was asking for a foul. He did not get it. And Gaddis will get a well-deserved break. He's played.
As he should.
He played a very good basketball game. Caleb Sherman will check in for him. Long three-point shot. And the smallest player on the court will get the rebound, Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins, nice pass through the double team to Robertson. And Robertson's pass is going to get picked off. And here comes Coosa. Parker with the basketball. Get it up top. That's Richardson. And Richardson in the ball game hits his first points. This is a three-point shot. Morgan on the other end. That ball's off the front of the rim. Kusa basketball.
Greg, it looked like Mimi Comer's trying to give up here. I mean, you still have 1 minute. Don't give up. Still play your hardest. I mean, they're hitting some big-time shots, but at the same time, you don't want to give up.
You're right, partner. Parker goes in, and he hits it. And here comes, I thought that ball was kicked. Morgan ends up with it over to Shurum. Shurum to Robertson. Robertson, three-point shot. Isaiah Hall with a rebound. And that pass out of bounds. I don't think the clock is stopping. Parker back, bounce pass to Lee. And Lee will hit the layup. 81-45. And another steal by Kusa. Three-point shot. Peterson made a call to the bank.
Cashed his check for sure.
He did. Ronaldo Riggins will dribble it down. 10 seconds to go. We'll get it into the corner. Shurum to Riggins. And Riggins is going to hold it. We're not going to get a shot off. 84. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. 84-45. The Comer Tigers go down at home tonight against Kusa. We'll be right back.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit SycamoreFCU.com to learn more or download the app today.
Van Sant Hardware is not the business of guessing.
Let us cover your financial needs.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Sant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to B.B. Comer High School, where RJ, this was the basketball game at the half, but I was... Comer Tigers go down 84-45. This game, like I said, tied at halftime. The Comer Tigers 15 points in the second half. 54 points for Kusa.
Yeah, it's a game. It's kind of what we talked about, you know, starting off. You never want to give up on this team, but I feel like Comer, they just stopped doing the things they were doing. It was a good game at halftime, you know, tied up. They were doing little things right, but it all came down to rebounding. But also, Kusa took advantage of his second-chance opportunities. You know, they were very physical around the board. They were diving for the loose ball. They were just kind of having fun playing, like, free basketball. And they were just shooting some threes and everything. So, B.B. Comer just kind of, once they didn't get in the rhythm they had, they just kind of, you know, kind of backed off. And that's what you don't want to see like in a team like this, especially if they tied up 30-30 at halftime.
A lot of sloppy passes, a lot of, you know, I played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know,
yeah.
And you know, when you make a pass, you make the pass.
Yes.
You know, it seems like we're just throwing it in a area. And we had a couple of no looks that ended up horrible tonight. You know, we got to make sure whether you have to bounce it or a chest pass, overhead pass, but you got to hit whoever you're intending that pass to go right in the chest.
Yeah, the thing about a no look is if you're going to do a no look pass, make sure it's successful. You know, in high school basketball especially, nothing irritates me more than a player trying to do a fancy pass and it don't go well and they blame the other player. Like, I don't like that. If you're going to make a pass, make sure it's a good pass, and if it's not, you know what I'm saying, just take some accountability and responsibility. But if it's on you, it's on you. But if it's on them, don't try to show them up on the court. That's not a good look as a player like that. But it got, like you said, some passes were pretty sloppy tonight, and B.B. Comer just kind of just didn't make the right passes, and nothing was there. Nothing was falling. 15 points in the second half. If you want to be successful and make a good run, you got to have way more points than that in order to be successful, especially versus a good team like Coosa Central.
Yeah, a lot of Coosa players hit some wide open three-pointers, and you got to get bodies on them no matter what defense, if you're in a zone. But a lot of times it wasn't a zone, it was basically Comer going back trying to recover from them breaking the half-court press and not getting in position and not finding that person, whoever it was, because there were several different players that hit three-pointers and they just hit their shots.
Yeah, think about a shooter on the basketball court. You have to identify the shooter, and you don't want to have the shooter keep hitting the same shot. So somebody's going to step up. I mean, Cam Gaddis can't do everything. He can't score a lot and try to play hard defense. Somebody's going to step up beside this young man. I mean, he's a great scorer, but at the same time, you have to find the shooters every time on each team and make sure that shooter's not, you know, keep getting those same shots like that. So you have to be very, very mindful and do your scouting report, do your homework as a basketball player.
Cam Gaddis was the only player in the fourth to score for the Comer Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young man. He's one of the guys I like to call Mr. Do-It-All. He can play good defense. One thing I like about him, how explosive he is, you know, I like to see him go coast to coast, because once he gets the ball, he's going down the court. He's not looking to pass, not looking to do anything else, but he has that I'm going to go score mentality. That's what I like about Cam Gaddis, and he's unstoppable too when it comes to that. So kudos off to this young man. He played his heart out every single time I've watched him play and every time we've called his game. I mean, this young man can do it all.
Well, it was good to see some former players come tonight. It didn't quite end the way we wanted it to go, and I know it didn't go the way Coach Satcher wanted it to go tonight, but the good thing about it, basketball season's not over.
Yeah.
There's still more ball to be played.
Thank you.
So we appreciate you listening. RJ, I appreciate you. You're coming. I think we got a game next week.
Yes, sir.
And we'll take care of that game, then we're going to take care of Christmas.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I appreciate you for having me on the call once again, which tonight I look forward to our next game, man.
And I don't want to try to promo things, but you know, I have a show on 89.7, our sister station, on Sunday nights. If you want to tune in from 7 to 9, Sunday nights on 89.7, I have 2 weeks of Christian independent artists and their music. It's amazing. I love the show anyway because it is all independent Christian artist music, but I've been blown away with the response, the music that's been sent to me. So we're going to do 2 weeks of that. If you love Christmas music, it's on Mix 106.5 all day long. But if you want to hear something different Sunday night, just flip on over to 89.7. And you can hear some great artists that put all that they have into this music.
Yes, I love to tune in. A lot of things people don't know about me. I'm also a church musician, so I would love to tune in to your show on Sunday nights, and I definitely will.
Well, thank you to our sponsors, and thank you for the Comer family. We're signing out. It's the Comer Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network, home of the B.B. Comer Tigers, presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Radio Alabama Sports, and RA Digital. Sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Calmer Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.